Hello, I'm Joyce Saxon, and I'm growing older with gusto.
Welcome to Growing Older with Gusto. So glad you clicked on this podcast. I am your host, Gail Zuckerman. What is this show all about? Growing Older with Gusto stems from a blog I began several years ago where I interviewed people growing older in a positive way. This podcast will piggyback on my blog and showcase people over the age of 75 and up to 100 and beyond who have mastered the art of growing older in a vibrant and positive way. The people on my show will share their secret sauce for living well as they move ahead in life. I've had the good fortune to interview people ranging from world-renowned photographers to heads of ad agencies, CEOs, Holocaust survivors, and gold medal winners. It's a mix of men and women, and they are all incredibly inspirational. I believe that baby boomers can learn so much from older generations, much like people in other countries where the older members are revered. These people can inspire us and create a new way of thinking about how we feel about growing older. And hopefully these interviews will help baby boomers to lose their fear of aging and embrace life in a newer way. I don't know about you, but when I pick up the latest issues of People magazine and don't recognize the people being interviewed and applauded, it's a real letdown. Again, I am your host, Gail Zuckerman, and I'm excited to share with you some motivating stories through personal interviews of interesting people I've met along the way. Explore, engage, and embrace your future by learning from those who have more experience. Let's move ahead and grow older with gusto. Again, please join me, Gail Zuckerman, as I share with you some of these motivational and inspiring stories through personal interviews. Let's move ahead and enjoy your third act. Tonight is episode one, and we will be speaking in a few minutes with Joyce Saxon. Before we sat down to talk to Joyce tonight, Joyce invited us to share a meal with her and gave us a tour of the independent living facility where she lives off Michigan Avenue in Chicago. It was a wonderful hour, and we're looking forward to talking with Joyce and hearing her insights on growing older with gusto. Welcome to Growing Older with Gusto. So glad you clicked on this podcast. I'm your host, Gail Zuckerman, and tonight we have with us my good friend Joyce Saxon, aged almost 90 in a few weeks, who is the most remarkable woman in the surrounding neighborhood that I live in and that she lives in. And we have Joyce here tonight, and she's going to tell us, in her own words, how she came to be this remarkable person at almost age 90 who can give us some insights into how we can grow older with gusto. So welcome, Joyce.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions, and I know sure. You are going to give us some great answers. And I'd like to start out with asking you, what would you tell someone who's at midlife who wants to know how to grow older without the fear of growing older?
I would say to that person, stop talking about the past. Stop talking about when the Dodgers won a game, when the Cubs won a game 20 years ago. Think about tomorrow. That is the best advice I could give anybody.
What did you do to stay so vital at your age? All along, starting at like age 50, what did you do? What are some of the things that made you as energetic as you are today?
I took 69 trips with the Art Institute of Chicago. My mother came from Vienna, and Austria is very small. And so they had to travel. She went to Hungary for dinner. She better talk Hungarian or she'd never get home in time. So I was determined that I would not do the same thing in the United States. I would know this country. Yes, I did the mandatory trips to London, to Paris, to Berlin. But I concentrated on the United States of America. My mother said we could ski at one end of the country and swim at the other end, and no cop takes away your passport. She loved that. She wouldn't even take me back to Vienna to visit her hometown till she died because she loved it here so much because you could do these things without ever leaving the country or having a cop take your passport. So it's I think great. That's wonderful. And I followed her example and I learned about the strangest places, little places in the United States of America that a lot of you haven't been to. And they're really wonderful.
Thank you. In the vernacular of the young people today, what's your jam? In other words, what is it that keeps you going?
Just getting up in the morning and being hungry for breakfast. To begin with, and then I have my exercise, my two miles that which I have every day at the gym, and I start from there. Then I have my therapy. You've got to keep moving. That is my best advice. Keep moving.
Okay. What has given you the greatest strength as you navigate through your life?
I think my mother and father.
How so?
Because I was an only child, and I have no living relative. Daddy took me to the Art Institute when I was 4 years old, Second World War. He was afraid that Hitler would conquer the Louvre and we'd never see those pictures, and they sent them over here. So Daddy took me to see them in case I would never get to see them again. It was that kind of thing. People who were looking always for future, not yesterday.
What has given you the greatest pleasure in your life that is ongoing today?
What's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think the best is yet to come. I still believe something wonderful is going to happen tomorrow.
Any favorite sayings or philosophy on a life well lived?
I told you them, but it's in Spanish. Remember, I'm in Spanish interpreter.
We have to get it on the podcast.
Hay más tiempo que vida. There is more time than life. Hay más tiempo que vida. Every Spaniard from any country knows this saying. And if you just start it, they can repeat the end of it. Hay más tiempo que vida. There is more time than life.
If you were given a pill tonight and you woke up tomorrow and you were 30 years younger, what would you do differently?
Well, maybe it's a little late for that since I'm almost 90. Could we go back to my youth and with the story that I have told you, that my daddy was the doctor to all the aldermen in Old Town and a number of the gangsters? And I think that would be the best place to start, because the day I graduated from St. Michael's High School in Old Town, I should have gone to Patty Bowler, the alderman, and said, I'm Doc Saxon's kid, and I want to go to work in City Hall as a stenographer. I know shorthand. Today I would have been the secretary to the mayor of Chicago. It was so easy, I didn't see it then.
Okay. What have been the greatest societal changes in your lifetime?
Define societal, if you would, please.
Well, I would say, what's different? Like, what has changed and what has had the most impact on society in your lifetime?
Good Lord. I suppose the inventions of this new stuff, all the computer, well, to begin with, I'm opposed to all of these Twitter things, people revealing their souls to the world and everybody. I think that's ridiculous.
Why is that? Why is it ridiculous?
Because I think sometimes it hurts people. It's dangerous. And a lot of people don't want their secrets to be revealed. And I just think that is unnecessary. We've gone too far in revealing these things and talking very openly on all of these different mediums.
What has been most inspirational to you throughout your life?
My dad and mother. See, I was an only child, and I had nobody else. And I have no living relative. But they were educated. They took me with them. They were smart and very sensitive. They weren't against black people. They weren't against anybody. They were in favor of the human race. I think that is the most important thing that I learned from my parents, to love everybody if
to
you
be
can.
Open, right. What's your secret sauce to living a joyful and juicy life, which I know you have?
Secret sauce?
Mm-hmm.
What is a secret sauce? It's something you eat, I think.
Yeah, something that you do or something that allows
exercise.
You to live.
Exercise. They're saying now, I've just been to a class and there's five of them coming up at the Claire where I live. And they're talking about to ward off Parkinson's. You should exercise, even take up boxing, even though you're a woman and you can never really knock anybody out. But that is very important, to keep your body alert and functioning. I think that's very important.
Joyce, you have something else to say?
Yes, I would just add one footnote. It's very easy for me to pontificate and say, if you're as old as I am, gee, it's great to exercise and to be alive. What if you are physically ill and you can't make it? You have to account for that, too. Not everybody has the same strength, and they can't help that. So you have to allow for that. I think that's very important.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Anything else? Any other inspirational thoughts you might have for younger people? So that they can be like you when they're almost 90?
Things are going to be so different by the time they're almost 90 that I don't think I'm qualified to legislate for them. Things are going to be so, the world is going to be so different. I am very concerned about global warming. I even think that within 100 years or a little more, we will have to leave this planet. We will have to leave this planet. We're destroying the Antarctica, the penguins. It's really very serious, and people don't realize it.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure. Thanks for listening to Growing Older with Gusto. Please visit our website at www.growingolderwithgusto.com.